Now, Syrian warplanes have targeted positions of terrorist groups in the west. Syrian TV says tens of terrorists were killed in the airstrikes that were conducted on the countryside with western Hama province. The so-called Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has put the number of fatalities at 17, saying civilians also lost their lives in the raids. Syrian sources also reported that many of the terrorist military vehicles, some of them equipped with machine guns, were destroyed in the strikes. The attacks were launched to take back areas recently captured by the terrorists. The Syrian army has made considerable gains against terrorist groups and foreign-backed militants across the country in recent months. Let's cross over to the Syrian capital, Damascus, and get an update from our correspondent, Muhammad Ali. Now, Muhammad, tell us a bit more about the current situation.
Yes, currently the Syrian Air Force intensified its airstrikes against terrorist positions in the northern countryside of Hama over there, where the terrorists have launched just several days ago an attack against the Syrian army positions, trying to edge closer from the northern countryside towards the Syrian army positions and areas the Syrian army controls west of Hama city. The Syrian Air Force at noon targeted the areas where the terrorists are positioned, particularly in a village called Al-Sawan over there, Soran over there. Now, over there, according to the Syrian army, an official source of the Syrian army, about 10 terrorists were killed and a couple of armored vehicles were destroyed. This is only this noon over there. However, there are many airstrikes that targeted other positions for the terrorists in the northern countryside of Hama, just like areas like Morik and Al-Latamni, and those are the areas where the terrorists there launched their attacks in the first place just 2 days ago, trying to edge closer towards a town called Mharadeh, which is controlled by the Syrian army. They're trying to push forward towards the western countryside of Hama, but they have failed. And of course, the Syrian army is now launching a counterattack to push them back towards the areas they attacked from, inflicting heavy losses on them, according to the Syrian army command over there. Tens of terrorists have been killed so far. They are mainly made up of the so-called Jaysh al-Fatah, which is led by the al-Nusra Front, and also another terrorist faction called Jund al-Aqsa. However, up till this moment, we can confirm that the terrorists' attacks over there in Hama has failed so far.
Okay, Press TV's Muhammad Ali reporting from Damascus via Skype. Muhammad, thanks very much indeed.